People who make their living along Baltimore County's more than 200 miles of shoreline say its potential to attract tourists is being ignored. In the second of two reports, WYPR's John Lee tells us that this comes as the county is looking for ways to up its tourism game.
At the Maryland Marina on Frogmorter Creek in Middle River, workers are moving a lift into place to pull a boat out of the water.
These guys would not be working here if there wasn't a waterfront.
Robert Palmer is with the Marine Trades Association of Baltimore County. He bristles over a consultant's report done for the county that he says shortchanges the shoreline's tourism potential. And Palmer's worried county officials, after reading the report, will have this reaction.
We don't have to worry about that. We're going to spend our money over here on the wineries and the breweries.
Next door to the marina is Sunset Cove, which bills itself as Middle River's original beach bar. Councilwoman Kathy Bevins, who represents Middle River, sees Sunset Cove as one example of restaurants, marinas, and water sports along the shore that are getting no love from the county.
How do you get people from the west side and how do you get people from Pennsylvania to come down to know that it's here?
Bevins and fellow Eastside Councilman Todd Crandall have made it clear to Baltimore County Economic Development Director Will Anderson they are not happy. And Anderson got the message.
I didn't mind taking a punch there. We deserved it. We haven't done enough there.
Anderson says when it comes to promotion, it's not just the waterfront that has been shortchanged. The county's tourism promotion budget has been around $500,000. The consultant recommends doubling that over the next few years, and Anderson says he expects that will happen. The county council in May approved increasing the hotel room tax from 8 to 9.5%. A portion of that goes to tourism. Anderson says the county is also interested in something San Francisco has done and Baltimore City is considering, creating a tourism improvement district. Promotion within that district would be paid for by an additional fee tacked onto a hotel room bill.
It's money that can go right back to promoting to those communities that are going to come spend more money.
The overall county tourism budget is more than $1.8 million. About $700,000 of that goes to organizations outside the county that residents enjoy, like the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. The tourism report also kind of threw some stuff on the wall to see what would stick, like McCormick having a spice museum at its headquarters in Hunt Valley. Cool idea, maybe, but a spokeswoman for McCormick says they're not considering that. And then there's the state fairgrounds. Pew! These Bengal kittens had a lot to say at a recent weekend cat show at the fairgrounds. There were a couple of other things going on there as well that day, but the parking lot was mostly empty. Unlike during the annual 12-day state fair, which attracts a 500,000 people or more. The consultant recommends upgrading the fairgrounds so more could happen year-round. The county doesn't control the property, so Anderson says they are talking to the owners.
We know it's a gem, and we're looking at where our mutual interests are about what it could be to support a tourism and amenity industry.
It's an industry that Anderson says could be worth $8 billion to the county over the next 10 years. The trick now is to figure out how to package what the county has, from breweries to hiking trails to museums to its shoreline, and how to pay for it. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
You can find the consultant's tourism report at baltimorecountymd.gov/tourismstudy.